Drive through a downtown these days, and you'll likely see holiday decorations placed on city streets by city employees. The city chooses the precise decorations based on the Constitution. The decorations can't be too religious or focus on one particular religion, or they'd violate the mandate against the establishment of religion. But it's tough sometimes to decide exactly where religion ends and secularization begins, especially at this time of year. And the grappling, both in an intellectual and a physical sense, began more than 100 years ago. Back then, Christmas balls sometimes became Christmas brawls, and courts had to decide whether the underlying gathering was a religious one or not. I'll set the scene for you, courtesy of judicial opinions of the day. Imagine, if you will, a Christmas tree entertainment at a certain schoolhouse set aside for such entertainment. Plays, songs, and speeches by the little folks. On a Christmas tree were hung presents, and singing and music upon violins were the entertainments of the occasion. Time for song, prayer, and talk, Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus taking up said time in distributing presents. Enter Trouble. Trouble in the name of Eugene Stafford of Missouri and Wyatt Lane of Tennessee. Note to listeners, any similarity to persons living today is purely coincidental, as the last of the two cases was decided 100 years ago. Now to the crimes. Mr. Stafford, he struck a fellow reveler with a shovel used about the fire. Mr. Lane, he, under the influence of liquor, kicked the Christmas tree and cursed in a loud voice. Back then, legislatures had taken action to try to stop the likes of Stafford and Lane. The laws were clear that it was a crime to disturb an assembly of people united for divine or religious worship. So when someone dared to shovel or curse at another, the clauses took up said time in distributing handcuffs. But while we're on the clauses, consider the whole entertainments question. Sure, Mr. Lane kicked the Christmas tree to the great annoyance and disgust of the decent people present and disturbed a gathering, but the court overturned his conviction based on the precise language of the statute, specifically the divine worship part. In a decision that would predict hotly debated constitutional arguments to come, the court decided that the gathering wasn't for religious worship at all, but merely a Christmas festival. The court gave Lane a reprimand for swearing in front of women and children, to be sure, but sent him on his way. Stafford wasn't so lucky. The judges found a Christmas celebration, tree, little folks and all, sufficiently religious. Today we fight not so much at Christmas celebrations, save for 5 a.m. cattle call on Black Friday, but courts faced with Establishment Clause arguments still have to decide when government Christmas celebrations or decorations cross the line from routine into religion, and to think it all started with an inexplicable kick to a Christmas tree. I'm Amy Guida.